Ronnie Rollin, and I'm coming to you from my car. I'm actually on the way to see a client, and I'm driving up the night before, and I'm headed through Northern Virginia. I wanted to take a few minutes and chat with you and kind of explore the philosophy, the Montegear philosophy of test and evaluation units. So I want to give you a little background. The Montegear product line is a product line that is designed to be, as we put it, heirloom quality, troublesome gap tough. And what that means is that we want to create a product that is the kind of product that you wouldn't throw away after a couple years, or it wouldn't just wear out, or wouldn't go out of fashion. Instead, we want to have products that are heirloom quality, so they're things you want to give to your grandkids or your kids and say, I was using this when I was hunting back in 2012. And so we also want to have ones that are troublesome gap tough. And that means that we want to have we design products that are going to last, are going to survive, and they're going to function well. They're going to do a simple task in a simple way. And that's a tenet that we follow, is if you solve a simple problem in a simple and hopefully elegant way, then you'll have a great product. And so that's kind of what the concept of heirloom quality, troublesome gap tough means. We send out test and evaluation units as a way of gathering feedback, and also a soft form of marketing. These test and evaluation units are actual Montegear products, and we send them out to lead users, bloggers, writers, editors, and the lead users are the kind of folks that will post reviews on forums that are specifically aimed at in that genre. Of course, writers, you know, it might be a writer for a national magazine, or it might be a writer for a newsletter. So what we do is we want to get those products in the hands of people that are right about them and talk about them. Try to generate referral-driven sales. And we talked about that earlier, how the internet has changed the concept of generating referrals, and also the fact that people go to the internet to look up reviews before they buy a product. So the first thing we do before we introduce a new product is we go and we see what our inventory of writers and bloggers and lead users actually is. Most of that is done by research on the internet. That's the cool thing about the internet, is you can find all these folks, and everybody wants their website to be found. So we go and create a database, and then we push a press release out to that database. And along with the press release, we include some pictures, and we include a teaser saying, if you're interested in an evaluation unit, please give us a call. Some percentage of those people email, call, write, and we turn around and send them a unit for what we call T&E, or test and evaluation. They take that unit and they write an article, and then that article hopefully gets read by a gazillion people, and which results in even more sales. So the basic steps are to, you know, design the product and make sure that when you're designing it, it solves a simple problem in a simple way, and better if it's an elegant way, not just simple. And then the other thing we try to do too is to have products that are also beautiful in a rugged way. So those products have that typical Montegear aesthetic, and they are troublesome gap, tough, heirloom quality. So we write about that in the press release. In the press release, we talk about, you know, there's the bottom of the press release, there's background information that Monte Gear is driven by Monte Design, who Monte Design is. We talk about the product, its context. And in this case, we hire a guy by the name of Dave Menzies with Menzies Consulting, and he magically takes all that information and converts it into something that the media wants to read. Because one of the things we want to drive with our press release, first thing we want to do is create a little bit of a media splash so that when someone is reading the press release and deciding if they're going to write about it or they're going to ask for a test and evaluation unit, maybe they go to the internet and see what's out there. And if there's already a bunch of press releases and already a bunch of hits on Google, then hopefully that drives them to say, gee, I really want to evaluate this. Let's contact these guys. And at this point, too, we have some writers who are habitual evaluators, and that works out great because they'll evaluate stuff again and again, and it makes it easy to identify those people. And also, we start developing a rapport with their readers because they see the Monte Gear logo over time repeated. And that's really what that is about, is a continued presence. So develop the database, develop the press release, push the press release out to the database, and then also appropriate media outlets, which another database had to develop and work with Dave. He had some of those as well. And then Dave turns around and follows up with those. So we select some high priority targets. Dave will take those and he'll follow up with a phone call and an email, and he'll talk to them from a PR angle and see what's going on. And then also take that and he'll shop it around for people who want to write a more general article, maybe about Monte Gear products or our family of products or our design experience. So he tries to turn that also into a anywhere we can find places where editors are looking something to write about more than that one specific product. So then we follow up, ask who's interested in a test and evaluation unit, and then people who say they are in the affirmative, we send them a T&E unit. We'll ship that via FedEx Ground. It's at no charge to them, and then they've got it in their hands, and then we'll follow up and make sure they got it, see if they have any questions, and then leave them alone. And most of the time, if someone writes an article, their magazine or their blog or somebody will let us know that that article's there. We also use Google Alerts and do a pattern of search words so that when it appears on the internet, Google catches it. And so we know that. It's another way of finding out what's been written about Monte Gear products and Monte Gear. That doesn't apply for closed forums. There's a lot of forums that aren't searchable by Google. They're only searchable once you're logged in. For those forums, we don't know. Now, if there's a article that has an impact on the forum or catches people's attention, drives them to click, then we'll see that in our analytics. So as you can see, we're putting together an awful lot of pieces here. One is the Google Analytics. One is Menzies Consulting do a press release. Another is Google Alerts. Another is press release, having the product on hand. One thing to keep in mind is that magazine articles can take 90 days to a year to show up in a magazine. And that depends on a lot of stuff. For example, you may have a writer who has a very full schedule of products to write about. So they don't get around to ours for 6 months. It sits in the editor's inbox for 3 months until he feels like there's a slot that fits. And then once they do decide to publish it, remember, printed magazines have a 3-month lead time. So, you know, you're talking some cases a year. The press releases that go out, there are venues like Ammo Land. That'll appear the same day. They're great about that. They're always looking for stuff to show off to their users or their readers. And, you know, that goes in same day. smaller magazines will go in maybe a little quicker. But you're still talking, you know, it takes a while. By the time someone gets out of the range, writes the evaluation, edits it, and then forum postings may occur within a week or two, and then they may occur within 6 months. So it just kind of depends on that individual, how motivated they are, and how much time they have. So we have this variable time frame that you really can't control. Then what we do is, as we find out about a review, we'll take that review and we'll put a link to it on the MontyGear.com website. If it's an extremely positive review, we've got a page that has recent press. If it's not so positive, we'll a lot of times still put it on the website in the section about the product, because I'd rather have an informed customer. If there's something they're not going to like about it, hey, let's filter them out so they go buy somebody else's product and they're happy with somebody else's. What I don't want to have is someone buying a MontyGear product and then going, oh, this is junk, it doesn't work for me. You know, that's a lose-lose for everybody. So I'd rather miss the sale and have them happy than I would make the sale and have them unhappy. So then we'll post reviews on the website, and those reviews will be read on our read off the link from our website, and then also, you know, directly from the website that published them. I would encourage you not to underestimate the value of this. If you're trying to sell a million units of something, you better find that lead user who's making that determination. I was listening to a story that Dell figured out that there was one user that had a huge impact on their sales. So they turned him into somebody that they were cultivating after that. They had a new product, they sent it to him and asked him his opinion. And so one guy in his blog, who happened to have, like, I don't know, 50, 100,000 hits a day, was actually affecting Dell's business. So they wanted to make sure he was part of the product development process, part of the rollout process, and get his opinion, because his opinion really did impact a lot of other people's purchasing habits. So that's kind of our philosophy there, is to start out with a press release, follow up with test and evaluation units, and then, you know, document on our website the results of those reviews. And I think that when you do that, you develop a deeper rapport with your customers. And so that makes them more likely to give you word-of-mouth advertising, more likely to purchase, and more likely to come back. Now, all this is worthless if you have crappy customer service, if you have a crappy product. They're not going to come back. They're not going to give you a good referral. So the trick is that you want to make sure that your product or your identity matches up with the image that you're creating and you're pushing. And then you're in a good position. If you have any questions, comments, please don't hesitate to send me an email, Monty@Monty.com, or to give me a phone call, 919-481-1845, extension 107, or make an appointment and come see us for a tour of our studios and shop. And like I said, Monty Design is the place to go when you need help developing a product. If you need a great way to support your rifle out on the range, you need a shooting rest, or you need some very unique camping gear, MontyGear.com is a place to check out. And we have those Troublesome Gap Tough heirloom quality products. And Troublesome Gap actually is a place, by the way. So, but anyway, I hope that y'all enjoyed this. I hope there was value in you spending your time to listen to my thoughts on this subject and kind of how we go about it. And I hope you have a great day. All right, bye.